It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, December 14th, 2008. Ragnar Danisjold, and this is the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we do cover all aspects of pirate radio and LPAM, LPFM, free media of all types. Hey, no pirates in the news stories this week, but we have a lot of news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a bunch of off-air recordings this week, and a couple other things here and there, and a bunch of closing thoughts for me. So stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Well, hey, how's everybody doing this week? We got a pretty good show for you. Actually, it's going to be a little thin. There is no This Week in Amateur Radio this week. They're claiming for the ice storm is disrupting people there in the Northeast. I had a big ice storm in the northeastern U.S., and I think that's one of the reasons why there is no This Week in Amateur Radio. And, hey, I just clicked on over to the CKUT's web stream, and there's no international radio report this week either. I hope Steve and Janice are faring well. I got a feeling they're probably shivering somewhere with no power, but... We'll get more on that next week, I'm sure. Hey, so everybody who's out there on the northeast part of the United States and southern Canada, hey, good luck and stay warm. So, hey, what am I going to do for material for the show this week? My God, two of the best radio-related programs are not to be seen this week. Hey, but I do want to say thanks to WBCQ. They're still pumping out the RF power. Hey, mostly Area 51 for airing the Pirates Week every Sunday night at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. He kind of, Larry kicks it around a little bit. I think it's 6 p.m. Eastern on Area 51. That's 5110 kilohertz. The big WBCQ signal. Hey, thanks for that. And hey, if you haven't noticed, a couple weeks ago I went over and I'm on iTunes now, and took about a week or so to get all the little kinks ironed out on the iTunes, but you can get the Pirates Week on iTunes now. And hey, I wouldn't mind just kind of a sad plea here, but I wouldn't mind a review or two. If you're listening on iTunes, you can do a review, and that'll probably kick me up towards a little bit closer to the top of the group. If I get a couple reviews, and when people search for Pirate Radio, maybe I'll come up a little bit. Raise me out of the morass of the, because I'm kind of down towards the bottom of the pile, seeing how I'm so new on iTunes. And hey, I got just kind of came to me in the last few minutes. I think I'm going to do a new segment come the start of 2009. We're going to, at least for the first few shows of 2009, I'm going to do a new segment on... A Noob's Guide to Pirate Listening. Some of the people have written me over the last few months saying, you know, they want to get into pirate radio listening on the shortwave bands and not really sure how to do it and what the equipment they need and where to find the pirates and all that. And, you know, I kind of realize most of the stuff I do on the Pirates Week here is for pretty much people that have been listening for some time. So look for that starting in January, a kind of a beginner's guide to pirate listening. Maybe I'll do one complete show on that, or maybe I'll just do a guide a little bit over maybe a month or so, a one segment a week. Stay tuned for that. We'll get into it. But for now, we're going to get into Pirates in the News.
Pirates in the News.
Well, like I said in the beginning of that rambling monologue, that there is no pirates in the news. In fact, if you go back and count, I think I said the word hey over 10 times in that monologue. It's either hey or really. You get your choice. I'll either say one or the other. But like I said, there is no pirates in the news this week. But we got a bunch of stuff from the blogosphere. First up, I found a new website this last week, Pirate Radio Bristol. It's a website dedicated to pirate radio recordings from Bristol. It's really interesting, especially if you're in the UK and have a lot of memories of pirate radio in the Bristol area of England. He's collecting a whole bunch of off-air recordings from back in the day and even some newer ones. And interesting, I'll have links in the show notes. Also in the blogosphere from the media geek, Paul Rismondel, he has an interesting post about WHVW in New York's Hudson Valley, an eclectic AM music station owned and run by pirate Joe Ferrero, who really, it's a broadcast station. This is not a pirate station, but Joe Ferrero was a partner of Alan Weiner back in the Radio New York International days, in addition to a shortwave station, WBCQ. WHVW makes for another licensed broadcast station run by a former unlicensed broadcaster. Really interesting article there on the Media Geek. Paul has another interesting post for those of you in the greater Pittsburgh area. It's called The End of Television. It's a project, The End of Television Project, a pirate TV initiative. On February 17th, The End of Television will air through an analog broadcast on Channel 2, that's TV Channel 2 in Pittsburgh. When the broadcasters turn off their analog transmitters, The End of Television will turn on its analog transmitter and broadcast the program using a restricted and nearly obsolete medium, broadcast TV. The End of Television reimagines the omnipresent idea of broadcast yourself. They're accepting videos submitted before the deadline, and there is no submission fee. The project is accepting video submissions on mini DVD or VHS and will air on VHF Channel 2 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the day of the analog TV turnoff, February 17th, 2009. That's I kind of thought some people would take the initiative and start doing some pirate TV as soon as the digital transition would occur. That's February 17th, 2009. And from DIY Media comes word of some heartening news come from the old guard in California. Berkeley Liberation Radio, after suffering a government raid on its studio premises, which was not related to the station itself. I reported on it here at the Pirates Week. But Berkeley Liberation Radio has safely relocated and is kicking as usual. Across the bay, San Francisco Liberation Radio has also been revised. Word so far does not state that they will be putting a signal out, but it does leave some room for speculation. They say that since our court case was resolutely rejected by the Ninth Circuit Court, San Francisco Liberation Radio dropped the legal proceedings but continues to stream internet radio. Now a new crew will continue in the long and storied tradition of San Francisco Liberation Radio in the South of Market area. You can't keep a good ID down. That's from John Anderson's DIY Media blog. There'll be links, of course, to all this stuff in the show notes. I suggest you take a look at the original blog posting for the full story. Some really good reading there on some pirate and radio related material.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FR and forum postings.
It's time now to take a look around the internet for some relevant forum postings, starting off like we always do with the Free Radio Network. That's frn.net/vines. Al Phantom starts us off this week, posting an email from the shortwave listening festmeister John Figlizozzi. John says, it's unbelievable. It's time again. So let's take this opportunity to invite one and all to be part of the program on March 13th through the 14th, 2009 at the Inn at... I ain't I can't ever pronounce that. But it's a beautiful Culpsville, Pennsylvania. As you know, one of the centerpieces of the Fest weekend is our lineup of informative and entertaining forums. These excellent sessions are put together and presented by people just like you, people with a deep and abiding interest in radio and a willingness to share what they've experienced, learn, and know. Your role will be to lead a one-hour session forum. That means you're preparing about a half-hour presentation and about a half-hour for audience questions and interaction. And as a gesture of appreciation, the Fest will comp your registration fees if your proposal is accepted by the organizing committee for the inclusion in the 2009 program. If you want to be a presenter at the Shortwave Listening Fest, get a hold of John, and we'll see you all March 13th and 14th there in beautiful Culpstown, Pennsylvania. Taking a look over at the workshop forum, HF Mobile asks for links to a website where he can find circuits and the theory on how to design AM transmitters. He's looking for how to dimension the power amplifier modulator combo, especially with the up-to-date components like HV MOSFETs and readily available transformers. 807B supplies a bunch of really good links on Class E and pulse width modulation, low-level AM generation, and MOSFETs. Pygmy replies to the portable music thread that Mechanic started last week. He notes that Radio Shack is selling a portable mixer that runs on 9 volts. It has a couple of mic inputs and about 4 or 5 channels. It does both stereo and mono. For about $50, it may be a real good choice for someone. Taking a look over at HF Underground, Al Phantom notes that Glenn Hauser is reporting that all of the Sackville frequencies are off air as of 1300 hours, probably due to the ice storm that I mentioned earlier. There's no power or antenna damage. Might be a good time to check for stations normally blocked by Sackville. Take a look at that. And also on HF Underground, Cork posted a story titled FCC Boss Martin Abused Power. It starts off by noting that for the past year, Congress has been conducting a bipartisan investigation of FCC boss Kevin Martin, sending him a letter late August demanding a wide variety of documentation from the agency. Martin's tendency to rush meetings, leak information, favor certain companies, and pick on cable companies have put the FCC boss under fire from all fronts. Congress has finally released their 110-page report showing what they call egregious abuses of power. The story also notes that Chairman Martin covered his butt, and the report did not find or conclude that there were any violations of the rules, laws, or procedures. Chairman Martin has followed the same procedures that have been followed for the last 20 years by the FCC chairman, both Democratic and Republican alike. The full story can be heard on HF Underground, but the AR Newsline also briefly described the story. Let's take a listen to the AR Newsline about the FCC Chairman Kevin Martin.
A year-long congressional investigation of Federal Communications Commission Chairman Kevin J. Martin is alleging egregious abuses of power. However, it was unclear whether the nation's top telecommunications regulator broke any rules or laws during his leadership. The report released on December 10th is titled Deception and Distrust. It was led by Representatives John Dingell, Chairman of the Committee on Energy and Commerce, and Bart Stupak, chairman of the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. The report alleges that the FCC's Martin suppressed information and manipulated data to serve his own agenda. For some time, Chairman Martin has been criticized by his own FCC staff members for pushing his proposals to free up media ownership rules and pushing requirement for a la carte pricing of cable television through such tactics as suppressing agency studies that did not support his plans. FCC spokesman Robert Kenney said that the agency's review of the report indicated it did not violate any rules, laws, or procedures, but Congress will ultimately have the final say in this matter.
Well, continuing along with some forum postings in the internet, Alt Radio Pirate. The Darmank has made links available to PDFs of Pirates of the Airwaves, The Story of Radio Free London, and also an article he wrote in the publication Metal Hammer with the same title. I didn't download the file, but it may be interesting reading. In fact, I think I talked about this about a year or so ago. But you can download the PDFs there. Links, of course, will be in the show notes to Pirates of the Airwaves, the story of Radio Free London. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 670, covering logs from the 6th through the 12th of December, stations being heard on air this last week include Captain Morgan, Gospel for Antarctica, Liquid Radio, MAC Shortwave, Northwoods Radio, Random Radio, Undercover Radio, The Voice of Prozac, WBNY Radio Bunny, WEAM, The Wee Monkey Radio, and Wolverine Radio. QSLs being received this last week include the stations of Ann Hoffer Radio. She sent one out to Smoking One for a report sent back on 10/31/08. That's October 31st. Hey, that's very cool, getting a QSL from Ann Hoffer Radio. I haven't seen a lot of those. I'd like to actually, if you can get a picture of that, post it up online. I'd like to see what that looks like. Very cool, Smoking One.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, it's time now to do some off-air recordings from this last week, and I got a whole bunch for you, some real good ones. Let's first click on the radio. I think I'm on 6925, as always. This is the feed from the Gulch. And, oh yeah, we got somebody. Oh, I know that music. That's Channel Z. It's 1507 UTC Sunday morning. That's the Channel Z theme. Coming in really good. Let me take a peek at the radio here and see. That's a S7 signal. Sounding really clear in the upper sideband. All right, we got some live pirate action there. Channel Z coming in on 6925 upper sideband. Very cool. Okay, let's continue on with some off-air recordings from this last week. Going to start off with Sea Lord. He's down in Florida using a Tentec RX340. He caught a rebroadcast of the classic pirate radio station Radio Clandestine. This was from December 8th around 2345 UTC, SIO 333, as Sea Lord called it. Take a listen to a classic Radio Clandestine. Sea Lord also caught Wolverine Radio on the 14th of December, 6925 upper sideband. Calls it a SIO 333 to 444. He said it was a great signal into Florida on the evening of the 14th. So he had a little bit of fading, but some really great audio as usual. Take a listen to Wolverine Radio.
Control your mind.
Zane Radio in Chicagoland caught Balls to the Wall Radio on the 12th of December, 6925 Upper Sideband. Now, this wasn't really a show. It was just an op testing his transmitter, but I haven't really caught Balls to the Wall Radio yet, so I thought I'd play this one. Take a listen to Balls to the Wall as he was testing out his gear. Next up, I got Channel Z on 6925. In fact, Channel Z is probably still on. Yeah, there's some live Channel Z for you. But I recorded this clip of Channel Z, 6925 AM, on the 13th of December, 2114 to 2152. Had a real good SINPO 45344. This was his Christmas special. ID and some song backgrounds from the dot from the operator. Take a listen to the Christmas special from Channel Z.
In case you've just tuned in and were wondering what it is you're listening to, this is the Channel Z Christmas special, and as always at Channel Z, we try to bring you the rare, the different, and the unusual. Starting us off on this Christmas show, we heard a reggae version of Mary's Little Boy Child, as well as Run-DMC with their Christmas song, Christmas in Hollis. Next up, we've got two lovely ladies from England to sing for us. First, Annie Haslam, the former lead singer of Renaissance, with Christmas Time Is Here. And then Kate Bush is going to sing December Will Be Magic Again.
Finally, Lex down in Texas, what I have on pretty good authority is a Yukon Gold potato soaked in Mickey's malt liquor fed directly with an old AppleTalk networking cable to his Polestar R30. He caught WTCR on the 14th of December, a 6925 upper sideband around 2:30 or so. This is WTCR signing off. Take a listen to this.
The twilight time, here in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous, living the blues. Hey, in the same and sweet old way, I fall in love again, as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kisses thrill me. Lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for even just to be with you. Together at last at twilight time. Together.
This is WTCR signing off. Good night. and have a pleasant tomorrow. If you would like to receive a QS Shell card, please send your reception report to WTCR, Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711. Please include 3 stamps or $1 or 2.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I have one thing I do want to share with you from the other radio news department. This is coming from the mayor tip sheet. In fact, I've seen this actually posted around. Several people have been talking about this. CHU is moving to 7850. And why is this important to pirate radio? Well, other than it's just a really cool old station, a lot of pirates actually use CHU. If they can tune in and hear CHU, they know that there's some good propagation in that area of the band. Anyway, CHU is moving to 7850. After 70 years of broadcasting, Canada's official time, NRC's National Research Council, shortwave station CHU will move transmission frequency for the 7335 transmitter to 7850. The change will occur on the 1st of January 2009 at 0000 UTC. In April, the International Telecommunications Union reallocated the 7300 to 7350 band from a fixed service to a broadcast service. Since then, the interference on the 7335 freak has come from many information broadcasters around the world that's causing CHU to move at the start of the new year, 1 January 2009 at 0000 UTC, CHU will be going to 7850. Well, let's close this puppy up, shall we? We're getting down towards the end of the program. Hey, I wanted to mention here in closing, a couple just personal things. I bought some audio patch cords this weekend. I wanted to give props to the place I brought them at. It was Cables for Less. I found them on the internet. Cheap prices, very fast shipping. I got a 50-foot audio patch cord for $7. I bought 3 of them. I mean, they're cheap, right? I think they want like $30 at the Rat Shack, but I got them for $7 a piece, or 50-foot. Not really good quality, but for what I was, my applications of just running some audio around my house, you can't really beat that price. That's www.cablesforless.com. Props to them. Some really cheap and fast shipping for all kinds of interesting and cool audio patch cables that they got over there. Hey, I also wanted to mention the holidays are coming up. If you haven't noticed, Christmas is right around the corner, and should be some really good listening. Probably not only Christmas, but we got Canadian Boxing Day, and we also got New Year's. We got a whole bunch of interesting things. It should be some really good listening over the next couple weeks. Make sure to keep those radios on. And hey, I spent all day yesterday messing with an old computer. I put Linux on an old Windows ME box. Yeah, I still got a Windows Millennium operating system. Yanked that off there, put Ubuntu on there, the latest release. It's a Hardy Heron, and spent all day long trying to get Icecast up and running, and I just want to throw a shout out there. I didn't get it. I got it almost. I think I actually got Icecast running, and I got the an audio player from the Gulch shipping audio over to it, but I just couldn't get the two to talk to each other. If you've ever put Icecast on a Linux box or some sort of Shoutcast server on a Linux box for a streaming internet radio station, man, I'd love to pick your brain. Shoot me an email. I think I tried this about 6-8 months ago, and I kind of gave up on it. Well, I spent about 14 hours yesterday trying to do it again. I'm really close, but I just couldn't get it to link up. If you've ever done it, man, send me an email, piratesweek@gmail.com. I'd love to know how you did it or what applications you used, because I about drove myself nuts yesterday. So, hey, let's close this puppy up. What did we learn this week? Well, we learned that when an ice storm can take out This Week in Amateur Radio and the International Radio Report, I can still find some material for this show. And we also learned that when the weather turns cold and the snow starts falling, the pirates get antsy, man. There has been a lot of pirate activity on the bands in the last week or two as soon as it got cold, and we're hoping that will continue throughout the holidays. And we also learned that as long as Lex down in Texas has a supply of potatoes and malt liquor, he will continue to supply some of the great off-air recordings from down in the land of Texas. And that's all we learned this week, so hey, gonna wrap this puppy up. As always, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor's Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.